Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We're trying to keep him around 30, trying to get him as much rest as we can. We've played him a lot of minutes, played him 35 2 days ago. So as long as we were hanging in there, then we wanted to limit the minutes a little bit. Not limit them, but not overplay him.
Hey, Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr, and you're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Coach, we'll talk to you on Thursday. We'll hold your feet to the fire.
Oh, yeah.
We're also streaming live on Twitch and YouTube, twitch.tv/957thegame, youtube.com/957thegame. Watch us live and take a look at Dibs Financial Glow. You subscribe to the channel. All of our content all day long is on Twitch and YouTube. So join us. Have a whole lot of fun. We'll chat with you. Rip us. That seems to be a popular thing to do. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union. We look forward to seeing you there. So I don't even know if we cut this with the pause. I bet we didn't. But here's Steph's reaction to the lengthy fourth quarter rest.
I mean, obviously, comparing it to last game and my normal rotation. Like, I want to play as many minutes as I'm fresh and able to. So a little bit, knowing that they were just going on a run. The lead was kind of withering away. So, you know, we played the whole fourth quarter in India against Indiana. Didn't work out. This didn't work out. So we got to find somewhere in the middle.
Okay.
I want to play as many minutes as I'm fresh and able to do. Fresh and able to play. Mm-hmm. And that's where I side with Kerr and Rick Celebrini, who is the guy who tracks all the players' minutes and the movements and the usage and all the rest of it. And they came up with a plan. And the plan indicated that 30 minutes was going to be the number for Steph on a Sunday night. And so that's what you go with. And I do believe that if you play Steph Curry two more minutes or four more minutes, you're not necessarily going to get more productivity from Steph Curry. There's no guarantee.
Well, I do understand the frustration on a couple of levels. First of all, Steph could have easily said, no, I wasn't surprised. That was the plan. But he didn't say that.
Right.
This is also the basketball version of Austin Slater hitting a homer in the fourth and getting pinch hit four in the fifth or whatever, right? We're sticking to the plan no matter what the scoreboard says. And that gets people. I get why it gets people. So is there any room in your mind for, well, I know we were going to sit him, but we got a tight game. We got an opportunity to win this one. So, you know, now it's starting to slip away. Why don't we jam Steph in there a little bit earlier?
Yeah, there's room for that in my mind. But I also think that, you know, it's an NBA game. So even though it was, quote, slipping away from you, it didn't really slip away from you until you get to the 8-minute mark. And over the course of the next 1 minute, they went on a 5-0 run. And that's where it went from, it was 3-8. It went from 3-8 in a minute. And I'm looking, and there was a timeout in there after it went from 3 to 8. Other than that, there was no stoppage. So do we want Steph Curry at the table there waiting? There was a full minute where, and I'm looking at the game log here, Draymond comes in with 8:56. You got a miss. There's a foul. There's a miss. There's a foul. Miss, rebound, miss. Block, rebound. They make it. Miss, rebound. They score. Then a timeout. So it's about a minute of actual game flow where you couldn't have put him in.
Well, you could call timeout.
Well, they finally did.
Yeah.
They finally did with 6:54 to go.
You can create a stoppage of play if you want.
Well, you can unless Klay Thompson has the ball and he pulls from 27.
I don't know. Steph Curry was asked, can they afford to be limiting minutes right now considering what's going on?
The situation will define itself pretty clearly, and it is in kind of real time, so every game matters. You know, we're inching closer to the other end of the standings that we never thought we'd be in. Nobody's going to wave the white flag and say, you know, you're mailing it in. And if that means playing more minutes, then I'll be ready to do that.
Okay. So, I mean, yeah, listen, there's going to be an openness to go do it. I guess I'm having a hard time with the night in and night out. Everything would be going well if you had just done this. If you had just played Jonathan Kuminga instead of Andrew Wiggins, then everything would be fine. But Jonathan wasn't playing well last night. So what is it that the Warriors are supposed to do?
Steve is supposed to know going into the game who's going to play well and who isn't.
Right.
What's so hard about that, Kerr?
Nothing.
Other than...
That's your job.
Well, and the other part of that, Mark, is find me a game, and there's been a few, where you had more than 5 guys who actually played well on the same night. And that's where I side with you more than I do with the angry mob, because last night's a good example. When you look at the overall performance of the team, you didn't have a clear-cut 5 that you want to have out there at all times.
You think the answer's in the building?
No. What's the question?
The answer.
How do you get good again?
What's the answer? That's the question.
The answer is get better players.
How do you compete at a high level? How do you maximize the remainder of Steph Curry's career?
The simple answer is get better players.
Okay.
The more difficult answer involves how you go about offloading players and bringing in players. And we've done this exercise, and I'm willing to do it between now and the end of time as need be. But you're going to look at Klay. Klay's a yes or a no. And if he's a yes, you can't pay him as much as maybe he wants. So does he take a discount? Chris Paul, you're not paying 30. The sentiment is that he likes it here and he wants to come back. But would he come back for
minimum.
The mid-level?
Minimum.
Or the minimum? Would CP3 play for the minimum?
Probably not.
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't think.
You're asking for some real pie-in-the-sky stuff. Kevon's going to be gone, and what do you do with Andrew Wiggins? So if you can offload $100 million, then you think, okay, free agency. There aren't a lot of great franchise-changing free agents. So I don't know how you fix it.
I'm not.
But the answer is not in the building.
Right. I'm not even in off-season mode yet. Like, because we're not in the off-season. I'm not in off-season mode. I'm just in, like, can we actually have a real conversation about what's going on with the Golden State Warriors? We started this last week. You know, you were in Vegas having a blast, and I was sitting here going, y'all realize, like, and I know you and I have a difference of opinion on this. I like the play-in tournament. I like it. But there's a danger to it from the fan perspective. The danger to it is that it can fool you into think that things are actually going okay for your team. And there's no doubt that that's the case here for the Warriors and the Lakers. These proud franchises, great fan bases, unbelievable achievement for these franchises. And we're all sitting here going, well, if they watch out, if they get in there, watch out, because championship DNA, stop. Why are we fooled into thinking that these teams are contending? There are more teams ahead of them than there are behind them.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They are not contending. They're hanging out with the Rockets. No one's even thought of the Rockets all year long. And I understand who's on the Warriors team, and so old habits die hard. So sure, we're going to sit here and go, yeah, you wouldn't want to play them. And that's true. That's fine. I'm sure the T-Wolves don't want to play the Warriors or the Lakers. Great. But don't get fooled into thinking that this team is contending or close. Their excuses this year are not the same as they were last year when everybody was all, you know, not liking each other. And all of that.
And Wiggins was gone for 2 months and the whole thing, yeah.
Sure, Wiggins missed a little bit. Yeah, Draymond got suspended. You had plenty. You had plenty of availability on your roster if you were close. So that's where I'm at right now, 70 games in. I certainly hope the Warriors don't get the 10 seed and then people walk away going, well, they're in the playoffs right there. Like, coulda, shoulda, woulda.
Right.
They're in 10th place.
You're 5 games out of the 8. So if there was no cockamamie play-in tournament, and I do think it is cockamamie.
I know you do.
And it's designed for this very reason, so we can have LeBron and Steph clash. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. So the NBA can get their one-off with the two biggest names in the sport going head-to-head in a March Madness-style game.
See,
but what they don't want to tell you is that neither of these teams has a shot in Hades of actually going into the playoffs and beating one of these really good playoff teams.
Well, but that would presuppose that they put the play-in tournament together knowing that big names would end up in it. I love the play-in tournament.
That's a safety net.
Yeah, I love the play-in tournament for two reasons. Number one, it creates one-and-done urgency games. You love those. I love those. You just went to Vegas for a bunch of those.
Whew.
So I love one-and-done urgency games. Sports should do that when they can. Number two, I look at it the opposite way. You call it cockamamie. Like a lot of people thought the 7 and the 8 seed was cockamamie. A lot of years, that team that's in the 8 seed doesn't even have a winning record. So why are they a playoff team? And what this does is separate that 7 and 8 seed from the top 6, and it makes them go through a further dance in order to even achieve the playoffs, and I think that's fair. Like, yes, the 1 seed should get a tired 8 seed that just had to win an elimination game. You should. You earn that in the regular season. So I love the play-in tournament. But don't let it fool you into thinking that your team is actually healthy. This is not a healthy...
Well, we got fooled last year by Miami. So that's, and that is the fool's gold, though, because Miami is a different team than this team is, but they were a play-in team, and they went to the NBA Finals. So that, for the NBA, is exactly what they want fans to believe.
Sure.
And I don't think that this Warrior team is, you know, playing to the point where they're leading anyone to believe that.
No, and I'm sure, because Steve used that example with us just a week and a half ago, yes, people will use that example and will probably use that example for the next 20 years, because between now and 20 years from now, Miami will still probably be the only play-in team that made it to the NBA Finals. It's not the way to go.
Right.
And they also did it out of the 7 or the 8, not out of the 9 or the 10. The 9 or the 10 is a death march. It's a death march, especially the 10. You can beat two of these teams on the road back-to-back and then go do something once you're done with that? That's,
well, the problem is you got to face the one, no matter if you're the 9 or the 10. Even if if you're the 10 and you do win two on the road, you have two more on the road against the best team in your conference as a reward. So now you're talking about a 4-game road trip in 3 different cities, including 2 against the best team in your conference. That in and of itself makes the 8 beating the 1 more difficult than it used to be if you can get to the 8 by winning that 9-10 game and then beating the 7-8 loser.
We're going to take some of your phone calls, but I'm also mindful that it's 2:45. So, in theory, Shohei Ohtani should be speaking momentarily. As soon as that goes down, we'll let you know exactly what the takeaway from the whole thing is. But in the meantime, let's go to Ben in Concord on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Ben. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hello, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. Huge fan.
Thanks, Ben.
Just listening to what you guys are saying. Hey, guys. just listen to what you're saying. I'm looking at the stats for all of our losses, and it doesn't look like it's the Steph Curry minutes problem. It just looks like Wiggins, Podzimski, they're not doing enough to be in the starting lineup. I think they should put Clay back into the starting lineup, let him get some flow, get Trace Jackson, Davis in there in the starting lineup, because him and Clay are phenomenal together. And we need more big screens for Steph and Clay in that offense. And somebody to hold down a big on defense. I don't know why we don't start Trace Jackson Davis. I mean, we've tried the Podzimski thing. The guy hasn't averaged over 10 in the last 4 or 5 games, maybe in his whole career. I don't know why we're still riding that Podzimski thing. Wiggins has been a complete mess all year. Let's go with some guys who are a little bit more consistent, and let's get Clay hot. Because if Clay doesn't get hot, then the Warriors don't get hot. Steph needs a right-hand man, and Clay's been the guy the whole time.
So, Ben, can we go through a little quick exercise with you? Let's say that everything you just said, they did it, and it went great. The result for the Warriors would be what?
Eight seed.
Then what are we doing? Like, that's kind of my point. And Ben, thank you very much. I thought that was an honest answer.
Yep.
So they're the 10. And if everything that they've currently got on their roster and their bench, if everything is cool, clicks, perfect, health, flow, all of it, then you're going to get the 8.
Right.
Pass.
Well, and Clay,
I'm out.
Quite honestly, has been much better as a reserve than he's been as a starter.
Great point.
He's scoring 3 points a game more. His field goal percentage is 46 instead of 41. His 3 balls 43 instead of 37. Across the board, and it's no longer a really small sample, Mark. He's come off the bench 14 times now, and his points a game, his minutes are down a click, 3 minutes a game, but he's scoring more and he's more productive. He's more effective off the bench.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.